This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And in our final hour, we try to give you the Commanders news and notes, things you need to know. Wednesdays, it is in the form of what Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels said during their podium sessions. So without further ado, let's do just that. It's time for our pick six. It's six.
The six biggest Commanders storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, let's get into it with the latest on the defensive line.
Number one.
John Allen and Javonte Jean-Baptiste officially put on IR today. Allen, we know, is done for the season. Jean-Baptiste, probably closer to a four-week injury. Obviously, he'll be out the next 4 weeks. That's what going on IR means. They also signed a couple of guys down the roster. We'll get to them in a moment. But on top of those two being out, Dorrance Armstrong did not practice today. So, a lot going on the Commanders' D-line room that Daryl Tapp and Joey Jr. are going to have to figure out. But here's Dan Quinn on Armstrong not practicing and Jean-Baptiste going to IR.
Dorrance will not practice today. And, yes, we're hoping it's shorter than longer with Javonte with his ankle injury. So we're hopeful that it's, you know, at the limit, and we'll get a C for there. It's too early to call today, John.
And then with Armstrong, okay, he didn't practice today, but we'll see. Is this a long-term thing, or like, could we see Dorrance Armstrong this weekend?
I'm not concerned on a longer term, no. If it was, then it would have been, you know, like an IR move to go. So he's not going to practice today. And so, you know, we're just going to take it as we're going. But knowing Dorrance, like, this is a tough competitor. And so I know he'll put the work in to get, you know, better and get, you know, back to play just as soon as he possibly can.
So that's the outside. As for the inside, what's the fallout from losing John Allen on the field and off?
Yeah, I thought, what a great line by John. Just, you know, as opposed to, hey, don't feel sorry for me. Here's a good chance for you to get more chances, more opportunities. And that's what a leader does, you know, knowing that there's other guys in the room that are, you know, will step up, you know, specifically Johnny, and knowing that they're ready to take that challenge on. But I thought that was a great moment by him of allowing in his space of a tough and dark time to say, this is a good opportunity for you, man. Go get it and go take it. And everybody deserves those chances when you go for it. And this just happens to be one of those times when, and all of us have been in that spot, like, hey, man, this is your chance. And you go absolutely go for it and go for it as hard as you can.
So Allen's being a great teammate, but that's all he can do. He can just encourage guys. Ultimately, the guys are going to have to go out on the field and replace him. Led by Johnny Newton, what are Dan Quinn's expectations for the rookie defensive tackle?
Well, it'll certainly change the rotation. Sheldon Day will also be a part of that moving forward. FA is somebody that can work inside and outside. So, but it'll change the rotation of people for sure with a, you know, heavier load for Johnny, no doubt about that.
So last name you heard mentioned there, Sheldon Day. Also, Jalen Harris on the outside brought in. Here's what Dan Quinn said about those guys in particular.
Sheldon's been with us for a while. So that part, I've got a chance to know him and watch him. And he's got real quickness. He can get up the field. He's a good communicator on the field. And with Jalen, I got a chance to evaluate him most specifically, you know, this season with the Jets. and you know, certainly have a strong knowledge of their system and their scheme through Jeff Ulbrich. And so getting a chance to watch that was really strong. In fact, I got text from his coach and one of his teammates saying, you know, what a good pickup, and he'll be missed around here. And so that's always a good sign. Unprompted belief about someone without you asking is always a good sign. So we're really pumped to get him here. He knows a couple of guys here. He played with Noah and Terry back at Ohio State. Came in the same class together. So I don't know who was running Ohio State back then, but good job to you.
Yeah, the Urban Meyer fellow was a good college football coach. The problem is he stopped coaching college football. Anyway, that's a different conversation for a different show and a very different time. That time was like 4 years ago. Ultimately, there's a lot on the plate here. There's a lot they can do to try to design pressure, but that could take resources out of the back end and out of coverage, so that becomes risky. There's a lot of problems to fix here. Ultimately, they're going to need these guys to step up in a major, major way. And I think the biggest thing is, can they do a better job than they have so far of making teams one-dimensional? Can some of these guys that are maybe bigger bodies, maybe less aggressive as pass rushers, not as anticipatory in terms of shooting gaps and being playmakers, just hold their gaps better? Can they just be harder to move? And that can actually make your run defense better. And while the pass rush stuff they're going to have to figure out, if this team can at least be better against the run, down in, down out, then that can change everything else, because you earn some second and third and longs, and you earn the right to rush the passer, and you put offenses in more predictable spots. So I'm not saying that like losing John Allen is a good thing in any meaningful way. And I think John Allen obviously could have gotten more consistent and has been more consistent as the year has gone on. But maybe these guys being a little less in the playmaking mold can actually make things a little simpler, because we know if they're Dan Quinn guys, they're going to play hard. And so we'll see what they can do moving forward. As for the other big injury thing that we are watching,
number two,
the running games are going to play an enormous factor in this week's football game. And that is both the Washington running game and the Carolina running game. First and foremost, Brian Robinson was limited today. Here was Dan Quinn before practice.
Right. Yes. Yep. Brian will be out there today, which is, we're really pumped about to see him doing well. And it was hard not having him, but in the sake of what's best for him first and then for the team, it was the right.
So they ultimately decided last Saturday, nah, he ain't good to go. Last week, he like barely practiced. Like 2 weeks ago, I should say, he barely practiced. Or actually, I think he might have been DMP all 3 days, but then ultimately played. Might have been limited on Friday. Last week, it was DMP, DMP, DMP. But it's like, oh, well, you know, last week, the week before, he barely practiced. Then he played, and then he didn't play. And they definitely missed him. And we've talked about it as the week has gone on here about some of the specific types of runs that he is just clearly better at than Austin Ekeler. That lets Ekeler do the stuff that he is great at. And some of the runs where they play off of each other are back on the table. So getting B-Rob back will be huge. But to kind of meld these two things together, hey, the Carolina running game is actually pretty darn good. And this Commanders defense is now without John Allen and Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and everyone's shifting around. So what kind of test are we looking at, Dan Quinn?
Yeah, it's fully grown in terms of the run game there. You know, I've got a lot of respect for it. The interior of their line is exceptional, both in the run game and the pass game. But you see the yards per carry, and so they have to do a nice job of the run game, the play pass. I think the addition of Andy, you know, as leveled out some of the things there, but those are some things that jumped out to me, was the strength of their run game, their ability to cut it back. You know, I was certainly impressed in studying them. I'm not surprised by Dave and the staff that he put together, that that's a strong part for them.
So that's going to be thing number one. Stop the run. Make Andy Dalton beat you. And if Andy Dalton beats you in 2024, well, we're going to be having a different conversation. And some of that conversation might have to do with mindset.
Number three.
The Commanders went toe-to-toe and are getting a lot of praise for competing with the Ravens in the game that they ultimately lost, which means this Carolina game becomes really important. Show that that's who you are, that, hey, you put a team like the Panthers up on the field ahead of us, and we're going to steamroll them over. Go boat race them. Go. It's the NFL. It's going to be hard. So even just go beat them, but don't come out flat. Do not do that. And that is, of course, what Dan Quinn's got to make sure that he manages this week. In part, I think he does this week to week because the approach and everything is not the same. There is no fluctuation. There is no pulling people back down or getting them up for a more intense game. It's just the same. We're going to prepare our best week after week. This is the standard. If we meet it, we will perform are best. So how is his team reacting following the loss to the Ravens?
Yeah, I saw, number one, a lot of people here yesterday, and that was their day off, but whether that was them getting in, getting their workouts, getting treatment, and so just to see the amount of people here, you know, without the coaches, I thought that's a good sign, Chick. Just think of the guys are getting here to work on the stuff they want to work on to absolutely throw a great week. And specifically, there's things that the team wants to work on, whether that might be third down. We got a bigger emphasis for that today. Some things in the run game that we wanted to get ironed out. And so that's what I challenged us on, honestly, like, can we get stronger? And there's all sorts of ways and opportunities to do that. And those leaps, although the thing of like a spring you're putting down, you see it uncoil and all this energy takes place. As the players, they don't get to see that, but it's going to happen again in this leap. But you got to go put the work in to, you know, another 4 or 5 weeks from now, say, okay, that's when I started that, and now I'm getting better at it, and that's where our challenge is. And that we've got great regard for Dave and Carolina and everything else, but it does come back to us saying there's a lot that we need to get stronger and improve upon, and like, we are going to work really hard to do that.
If you measure yourself against your own standard, then you don't wind up playing up and down a competition, because it doesn't matter. It's how did we do? But you also sometimes can't but help in the moment realize, like, you're competing against one of the best. And that was what happened last week for Jaden Daniels against Lamar Jackson. How did he enjoy, if enjoy is even the right word, the competitive aspect of trying to match Lamar drive after drive last week in Baltimore?
Just as a competitor, you want to compete. When guys are able to go out there and score, you want to be able to match, and rightfully so. You know, the ultimate goal is to win the game. So if you don't score and they keep scoring, you're going to lose. So it's not more so who I'm playing against. It's just more so just the competitor in me and wanting to win.
And that makes it really easy to not have some kind of mega fall off when you are no longer Jaden Daniels versus Lamar Jackson, but Jaden Daniels versus Andy Dalton and the Carolina Panthers.
For us, we just got to go out there and play our game and execute. You know, at the end of the day, it's the NFL. Any given Sunday, you know, you could lose any game against any opponent. So it doesn't matter who you play. You got to go out there, have the same process, respect the grind, put your best foot forward on Sunday.
He sounds the same every single week because he does the same thing every single week. And that is ultimately a very, very good thing for this football team. Coming up next, more from Jaden Daniels, including how he is preparing for this Carolina defense and what he learned from preparing for the Ravens defense and what the running game means to him to have it back. So more from JD next. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports, presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Schultz. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Our pick six at six continues as we give you the top Commanders headlines of the day. Music, please, Anthony Haney. Thank you. Numbers, please, Giant Voice Guy.
Number four.
All right, let's hear more from Jaden Daniels. And in fact, I'm going to play the part of Jaden Daniels here. And Anthony, you're going to have to help me here because there's actually no audio of this one. So maybe you can play the part of Jaden Daniels. Are you ready to do your best Jaden Daniels? I want to call it an impersonation, but interpretive reading.
Yeah.
All right, so Jaden Daniels obviously had a tremendous passing performance against the Baltimore Ravens. He made a ton of great decisions. He made a ton of just outstanding throws, some of which were into extremely tight windows. So Daniels was asked about his decision-making today at the podium, and he said,
I just think that it just comes with the nature of playing quarterback at this league. Guys aren't open. You got to throw some guys open. And there's guys that have played in the league a long time that are very savvy and know what's coming, all the pattern and stuff like that. So you got to make some tight window throws. But that's what you got to do in this league. Thank you, Craig.
Great job reading, Anthony. I know why I'm applauding for you reading. But I think what he says is to understand that already. It's one thing to say it, but when you watch the tape and you're like, oh, no, he really gets it. And I think playing quarterback it's a funny thing in 2024 because of how complex defenses are. And I think there was this idea for a long time that making reads was a very linear process, that it was set hut, there's my first option, there's my second option, there's my third option, there's my fourth option, there's my check down. And if I somehow get through all five and no one's open, then I run. And then it's like, oh, no, it's 1, 2, 3, and then run. Like 4 and 5, we don't got time to get to those. Then it was like, oh, actually, that's not how reads work. It's not linear. It's you read one side of the field if it's cover 2 or if it's man, and the other side if it's cover 1 or whatever, you know, whatever the various sides were. Or we're going to call a man beater or a zone beater. And like it wasn't this 1, 2, 3. It was this like if this, then that. And the reality is that that's how it was for a long time, where it was kind of, you had a lot of offenses that had a middle field open beater. So middle field open, 2 high safeties, the middle of the field is much more available versus middle field close. So single high safety. So that's like your cover 1. So 1 high safety with man to man everywhere else, or cover 3 where it's that same middle center field type of safety with other players playing zone around it. And if it was middle field open, you'd read one side of the field, middle field closed, you'd read another, and there was always going to be an answer available. And then defenses started playing these hybrid coverages and these zone match schemes. And so it kind of became much more, again, like, okay, well, it's too hard to figure out what the coverage is and then know what you're supposed to do. So let me go back to 1, 2, 3, 4. And if along the way someone's open, then I just throw it to the open guy. And this offense has some of both. Obviously, there's other stuff where the decision is made before the snap based off numbers like, hey, we're going to work this side of the field or that side of the field. We're going to throw a screen or we're going to hand the ball off or I'm going to run a quarterback keeper. Like, there's all kinds of decision making that he has to do. And his ability to make the right one way more often than a rookie normally does in all of those situations is pretty wild. But the thing that takes it over the top is exactly what he talked about, that he understands the space on the field so concretely that he can make throws in tight windows because he realizes that throw, if I put the ball right here, is safe. It gives my guy a chance and the other guy doesn't have one. And he is able to execute on that precision accuracy at an absolutely absurd level for a rookie. And it is the most fun thing to watch outside of the creative playmaking, which is much more Sandlotty fun. But like football nerd fun, doesn't get any better than that.
Number five,
more from Daniels, actual Daniels, not Anthony Daniels. Jaden talked about preparing for opposing defenses and how he kind of mentally prepares to be able to do all that physical stuff that I talked about. And before we get to what he sees from Carolina, what did Daniels have to say about the Baltimore Ravens defense and preparing for the best team that he played all year?
For them, it was kind of frustrating for watching back at the game. We weren't that good on third down. They did a good job of getting off the field on third down. So kudos to them. Tipped some passes, got us in some third and longer situations. So just going back to that, watching the film is, going out there, how can we be better as a unit? I think third down was one of the main emphases that we didn't execute at a high level at.
And that starts with having easier situations to execute. Third and four is a hell of a lot easier than third and nine. And they were in way too many third and nine whatevers, deeper stuff, because they weren't very good on first and second down, specifically running the football. And some of that was Eckler. Some of that was the line. And some of that was, frankly, Jaden. Some bad decisions in the run game for the very few that he made. Hand it versus keep it. Throw the bubble. Like, he made a couple ones, especially early, that put them in some bad spots. But I do have faith that they'll flip that around moving forward, potentially including against the Carolina defense that, if we're being honest, isn't very talented. They're schematically sound in a lot of ways, but they just don't have the horses up front. But I'm sure Jaden not taking them lightly.
Yeah, a team that is able to fly around. J.C. Horn is a good player, very physical, and they like to get their hands on the ball. They're a good tackling team. There's not a lot of missed tackles that they miss, so go out there, man. How can we break some leverage and get some extra yards after the catch, after the run? So it's going to be fun to be able to play against them this week.
I think that's cool because you get a little bit of a detail, just a little bit of things that they're definitely talking about in the meetings. And, man, I hear like, oh, they're physical. Oh, Terry likes being physical. It's hard to out-physical Terry McLaurin. So I think that's going to be a fun matchup. McLaurin on J.C. Horn, but also Noah Brown, big and physical on the other side. Can they get Olamide Zaccheaus, free and get him in a little bit of space? I also wonder if some of the fake screen type of stuff, hey, you want to be super physical? You want to be really aggressive? Well, can we slip something by you? Can we be a little tricky, a little cheeky even, as Cliff Kingsbury is wont to do? But as he prepares, what is the process for Jaden Daniels to learn all this stuff in the first place? Daniels asked today about what he does when, you're getting there at whatever in the morning, 4 in the morning, you're doing your workouts, but then there's the film aspect. What are you actually watching?
Yeah, I think just the first time kind of watching, you just get the flow and kind of look back at, man, what did we miss? What didn't we capitalize on? And how could we be better? And like I said, third down was a huge one that kind of affected the game, where we weren't sustaining drives. We weren't on the field. We weren't converting on third down. So that was a huge emphasis that I took away from that game.
So there's Daniels on his process of looking back. Obviously, you go, okay, this is what we need to do moving forward. La-di-da, la-di-da.
Number 6.
And that leads directly into the run game, right? If you want to be better on third down, be better on first and second down. The best way to convert on third down is to never get to third down. And 100%, first down, get 5. Second down, get 7. First down, cool. We didn't have to deal with the third down. Excellent. Wonderful. And running the football is obviously going to be a big part for this team, not just for Brian Robinson, but for Jaden himself. So what has he seen teams try to do to stop him? Something Baltimore was really the first team to do.
Yeah, I think so. Teams might not try to let me pull the ball on read option plays. And, you got to play the game. You got to see how they're playing, how the defensive ends are playing and stuff like that. And when your opportunity is there, you got to capitalize on them. But, I mean, that's good if they want to take away me on a read option, man. Hopefully I'm able to pull a linebacker or something out the box so our running backs can hit it for a bigger game.
And they missed, there was a play specifically on the second drive of the game where Jaden did pull it and he shouldn't have. And Eckler walks in to the end zone. And it maybe changes the whole complexion of the game. Washington never led in the game. They would have led at that point. And I think this is part of Jaden's continued maturation. He is a competitor, and he wants to make a play. And so that zone read comes down in the end zone, he wants to pull that ball. It is going to have to be so obvious for him to hand it off. And the linebacker played it just well enough that he should have handed it, but there was a little bit of hesitation. So it's like, oh, wait, he's giving me the opportunity to pull it. Oh, nope, they got me. And so just being a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more willing to give it, playing it truly 50-50, letting your reactions and instincts take over as opposed to your competitive instincts of wanting to make the play. And that's something he'll continue to get better at because he's just going to get more reps. And I think that he'll continue to trust his teammates. He'll see certain things on film. And that's the exciting part, is this dude's playing like a top 5 player at the position right now. And he's 6 games into his career, and he's definitely going to get better. So he's going to have to maintain a lot of stuff that he's doing right now. But some of the areas where you're like, oh, well, this week, that could get better. Often it's better by the next week. So I'm excited to see what he can do against Carolina on Sunday. That is our pick six here on the Hoffman Show. Six Commanders headlines at 6 o'clock for you on Wednesdays in the form of Jaden and Dan Quinn. Tomorrow, Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt Jr. to the podium. You'll hear from both men. When we get back, WNBA Finals, Game 3 tonight. Our preview next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.